Cape Talk, Fabulous Life.
Part two of The Fabulous Life is also keeping it local with the Cape Cultural Collective, one of these wonderful locally infused artistic projects that's actually celebrating a milestone this weekend with a big bash at the Artscape. And this is a group that began with an agenda of bringing artists together, bringing people together from diverse backgrounds to share each other's spaces, to share each other's stories through their arts and culture talent. And since then, it's grown into a very large network of talented performers. In song, in dance, in poetry, whatever art engages them and entertains audiences. It's a great pleasure to have with us in the studio founder members Kay and Mansoor Jaffa, Mansoor being the chairman of the Cape Cultural Collective. Welcome to both of you. Lovely to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Kay, tell us where the story begins. How did Cape Cultural Collective come into being?
Well, it's an interesting story, actually. It started with an IJR, that's the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation, mm-hmm. a project where someone called Chris Ferndale brought together a group of young poets, young, beautiful, powerful poets. And when the project ended, they thought, well, what now? And he arranged for poets to come together at an Irish pub in the city center, mm-hmm. no less. And they were soon joined by musicians and singers. And we started our cultural programs there, fighting against drunken journalists, watching sports in the corner, people, you know, coming just to kind of have a jawl at the pub, and we singing and playing music and reciting poetry. And that's where it started.
That's where it started, and that was 10 years ago, back in 2007. You're now celebrating 10 years with a big event this weekend, and we'll finish with details on what's happening where and how to book for that. But I'm really more interested about the backstory of how you've grown over those 10 years. Mansoor, from the early days in the pub, how have you seen the group progress and grow as performers?
Well, we weren't in the pub for very long. Then we graduated to the District 6 Museum, which is a more suitable kind of space for the kind of work we were doing about social cohesion, about, you know, development, musical development, creative development, and so on. So that was a good space, and it was historic as well, because we felt the need to connect with the past as it kind of took us into the future. And so that's where we stayed for a few years, having monthly programs. Mm-hmm. These monthly programs just grew and grew and became the kind of foundation of the CCC, until we branched out. We did a poetry book anthology. We sent four poets to the Paris Autumn Festival. We started the Rosa Choir, which is a diverse, multilingual choir, and then later the Junior Choir, and a whole range of other projects, which we don't have time to speak about today.
Okay, fair enough. Hard to fit 10 years of history into 10 minutes of interview, isn't it? But Kay, I mean, what is different about CCC from other? We see lots of collaborative efforts among artists and attempts to do what you've just described, using art as a platform for social cohesion. What's different about what you do and the way you do it?
Look, it's still music, poetry, dance, singing. It's no different, I suppose, from what many artists are doing. But I think what is different is that we bring all of those things together. Mm. We use all of those things, all forms of arts and culture, to actually bring people together. And I think singing and music is a joyous thing. It brings people together. It gets people to kind of reconnect with roots, to explore issues of identity, to certainly explore what arts and culture can do in a very different and evolving society, as we're in a very interesting place. And over 10 years, we've had to adjust to all kinds of social and, you know, political developments as well. And so I think that is the one thing. Our artists are also diverse, and we explore all genres, from Cape Malay choirs to slam poetry, from hip hop to ballroom dancing.
How successful do you think you've been in that project of connecting people from diverse backgrounds, Mansoor?
Look, I think that's a major project in South Africa to create what they call social cohesion, kind of a non-racial society, which was envisioned in the Freedom Charter in 1955, and is now in our constitutions. But that has to be made a reality, and We realized very soon that it's not enough to have it in law or white papers or green papers. You actually have to have people running projects and so on. And I think, like with our choir, it's so diverse that it makes a huge emotional impact on people. They see in the choir what South Africa could possibly be in the future. And the members, of course, who participate, you have a lawyer from Tamboerskloof who visits Manenberg for the first time in his life at the age of 62. And then you have kids from Manenberg who are living seven in a backyard dwelling and so on. So the members really come face to face with the reality of the broader Cape Town society, which not many of us do in our daily lives. And so that is significant. And then what flows from there, we don't prescribe that or dictate that. A lot of the members themselves, they start reading, they start exploring, they start getting together as groups and looking at some of the fault lines in our society and how do we grapple with those.
I mean, it's really important stuff, and it's at the sort of grassroots level with personal everyday interaction that change can happen in a way that nothing on paper will ever bring about, okay?
Look, absolutely. I think it's not only about people from the other side of the railway line coming into Manenberg. I mean, let's face it, it's also about people on the Cape Flats really kind of imagining what else is possible. Besides, I mean, using the old kind of thing, it keeps people off the streets. I mean, we do actually spend a lot of time finding out who those young people are, what their dreams are, and how possibly in tiny little ways we can contribute to the achievement of some of those aspirations. I'm not saying we're able to transform people's lives overnight, but it goes a little way into actually people from different backgrounds getting to know each other, not just from the one side, but everyone, and singing together and actually conversing with each other, really conversing and talking and listening to each other for the first time.
I'm reminded of a guest who once said to me, you cannot dream it if you cannot see it. So in one way, you're functioning as the see. This is who you can be. This is what you can dream of being one day. You've spoken about, obviously, the diversity from a racial and an economic perspective. You've mentioned children. What's the sort of age range of people involved at Cape Culture Collective? Who's your youngest member and how do they get involved?
We have a junior choir now, which started about a year and a half ago. And so those kids are between the age of 10 and 14. Although some of the younger ones also sneak in sometimes.
They do.
We don't have the heart to turn them away. So 7 or 8, they come along. And then, of course, the adult choir is between 16, 17 to 60 odd. We're starting another choir soon with the Community Care Project. It's a housing complex in the city. They've just changed their name. I don't remember what it's called now. Vula Matuba. Opening up opportunities.
Yes, okay.
And they also grapple with issues of, you know, a residential complex which was racially restricted before, which is now open to a range of people. And so through arts and cultural activities, they want to create some kind of cohesion again there.
For the sake of those who might have tuned in late to the conversation and are wondering who I'm speaking to, with me in studio are Kay and Mansour Jaffa, who are co-founders of the Cape Cultural Collective, which is celebrating its 10th birthday with a big event this weekend. It's called the Big Bash. It's on at the Artscape. What can our listeners expect if they come along, Kay?
It's not quite the weekend. It's on Thursday.
On Thursday already.
Thursday
Sorry,
evening,
right.
The 21st of October. What we've done is we've gathered a range of dazzling artists representing a whole range of cultural genres. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's Dizu Plakis, who's toured with his group Amampondo, 150 countries? I mean, he's just an absolute veteran African traditional music, and he's putting together a whole band. We've got Binyamin Kamruddin, flamenco guitar music is very popular. He's coming on board with a group of flamenco dancers. We've got the acclaimed comedian Riyad Mursa. He's coming to do a bit of comedy. Who else is there, Mansour?
Well, there's the Rissa choir itself. Jazz art dancers.
Fantastic, yeah.
And then we have the young men Malay choir group. They've already done a production with our director, who's Basil Apollos. Mm. We need no introduction. And then we have poets Khadija Higa, Profound Dabizeta, and Chris Ferndale. I hope we haven't missed out anyone.
We've missed out Ernestine Dean. She used to be the voice of Mood Phase 5, one of South Africa's very popular hip-hop musical bands. And she's coming with her all-woman band. And so when you look at it, you can see there's just a complete range and of all kinds of genres.
And, of course, James Bemji and the Cape Flats Tenors, man. Really.
Look, opera.
There's something. I mean, I would say it's worth coming along just to hear Ernestine's voice any opportunity you get. It's wonderful to hear her performing again. We've got someone on the line who wants to share some memories of Cape Cultural Collective with us. I'm going to ask you both to pop your headphones on so that you can hear from Mohammed, who's given us a call from Athlone. Welcome to the show, Mohammed.
Hi. I'm extra Felgarian, you know. And people mentioned Amapondo and Binyamin. Binyamin was my music teacher at Trafalgar.
Lucky right? you.
And then Amapondo, at that time we had strikes and boycotts and stuff like that. And Amapondo played in our school hall, you know. And you people are doing this cultural thing. Is go for it, guys, man. You know,
Thank you, Mohammed.
I was sick at 12 years old, man. 12 or 13 at Trafalgar, 1980.
Wow.
And this guy, Amapondo, came around and this was new to us, you know. We didn't have this cultural integration. It was just a blast from the past now, man.
Thank you, Mohammed.
Mohammed, thanks for calling in, and I hope you'll be there on Thursday evening to celebrate with the Cape Cultural Collective. How are we still able to tell listeners to buy tickets? Have you got a few left?
Yeah, there are a few dozen tickets left, I believe, at CompuTickets. So people need to go online fast. I'm sure many people say this, go buy quickly, but it's real now. It's, you know, it's 2 days to go.
It's a marketing scam.
There's a few dozen tickets left.
Okay.
And I think if anyone, if they're too late, which happens often, it happens to us, we try and book and it's too late, then they can contact Elizabeth Shooter, the Cape Cultural Collective, on 084-616-2687. Because we may have a few odd tickets still floating around.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. And the ticket's 120 rand a piece, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Starts at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. on Thursday evening, the 21st of September, the Big Bash 2017, celebrating 10 years of the Cape Cultural Collective. If you're driving and couldn't take down those contact details, I've got them on file, so please just drop me an email if you'd like to receive them. I guess the final question to ask is where to from here? Obviously, a wonderful celebration ahead later this week, celebrating how far you've come in the past 10 years. Where do you go from here, Kev?
Well, I certainly don't think we're going to wait another 10 years for the Big Bash. I think... I think we actually never dreamt that the Cape Cultural Collective would kind of explode into the thing that it is today. And it is. I know there are some people who have not heard of us, but there are many who have, and they've come to our programs. And we want to encourage people to come. We will continue with our monthly programs. Mm-hmm. We will continue, you know, focusing on the arts and culture development of people in various communities. I think the Rwisa Choir, which has really sparked people's imagination, is something that we are going to also take further. What else is there, Mansoor? I think we will just continue this.
Yeah, this year we started looking at solidarity concerts, like the way people had in the 80s, not as a way of nostalgia or something like that, but communities really need support, and we thought through arts and culture. We went into Elsie's River 2 months ago, and we invited local artists to play after that little girl got killed. So that was quite a powerful thing, and we felt that that's something that we could replicate and encourage in local communities. We called it a concert for healing and social justice. So the healing part must happen, but we must also look at the root causes of what results in that kind of violence and the social pathologies which we experience in our communities.
Big plans ahead for the next 10 and beyond. If you'd like to read up more about the Cape Cultural Collective, please visit their website, which is capeculturalcollective.org.za. It only remains to say happy birthday, and here's to the next 10 and many more decades to celebrate in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Kaan Mansour Jaffa, thanks for being with us.